Baby Moses in a Basket. Exodus chapter 1 to 4. The new Pharaoh was a person who did not know of the great deeds that Joseph did for Egypt. The new Pharaoh hated the Israelites and made them work hard. And he ordered that every Israelite son be killed. One day, a son was born to an Israelite household. But they could not kill the sweet baby. The mother secretly raised the baby. But the baby got too big, and it was impossible to secretly nurse him anymore. There was no other way but to put the baby in a basket made out of reed and send it down the river. The baby's sister, Miriam, secretly followed the basket. At that time, Pharaoh's daughter came to play near the river, when she saw the basket float down. She sent for the basket. Pharaoh's daughter looked inside the basket and was surprised to find a baby. "What a cute baby! I will bring him up." Miriam, who was following the basket, came near and said, "Shall I bring a person who can take care of the baby?" As soon as Pharaoh's daughter consented, Miriam quickly ran home and brought her mother. Pharaoh's daughter asked the baby's mother for a favor. "Please take care of this baby, and I will pay you." The baby's mother was so happy because she could now nurse her child without doing so in secret. This baby was Moses. Moses grew up to be a brave young man, and he looked after sheep. One day, he saw a burning bush. Strangely, the bush was on fire, but did not burn. Suddenly Moses heard the voice of God. "Moses, take the suffering people of Israel and go into the land of Canaan." "Moses, throw your staff." Moses threw his staff and it turned into a snake. Moses grabbed the snake's tail. As Moses grabbed the snake's tail, it turned back into a staff. "This time, put your hand inside your cloak." Moses put his hand inside his cloak, and when he pulled it out, it was white and looked as if it were infected. "Put your hand back in." His hand was back to normal. God gave Moses amazing power so that he could save his people.